This morning we have a guest joining us here in our studios. We want to talk a little bit about a Crop Advantage event coming up for folks to take advantage of here in Cass County. Aaron Soigling is with us this morning. Aaron is Extension Field Agronomist for Iowa State University Extension and Outreach. Thanks for coming in.
I appreciate it.
Did I get that whole title right?
Yeah, you got all that flowed together perfectly. And you even got the pronunciation of my name right.
So. Well, you know, we try to please as best we can. This Crop Advantage meeting coming up here in Atlantic on January 18th, and that'll be at the Cass County Community Building. What's the purpose of these Crop Advantage events?
You know, these have kind of been a longstanding program here in Southwest Iowa and across the state, and so it's an opportunity for farmers to come out and have a chance to visit with faculty and staff from the university that maybe they wouldn't have that opportunity to do that. So we like to bring those folks out so you can get the expert of the experts, if you will, and give them one-on-one interaction and pay attention to some new presentations and kind of the hot topics, if you will, in production agriculture. So we may not hit everything, but we kind of try to hit all the different areas. And so that's the intent of the Crop Advantage Series meetings.
Are the topics kind of designed to reflect what the needs are in the specific areas?
Yeah, we try to tailor these a little bit to the local area and stuff. And so I do have a little flexibility on that. And so I kind of try to move those topics around so that they're maybe a little more relevant for Southwest Iowa. Like I said, Jim, I can't get them all. So we tend to kind of rotate them around a little bit each year. So each year the program is a little bit different.
Do you get some input? Do you get some assistance, some feedback from folks to come up with these different topics?
Yeah, I try to take feedback for those that attended in the past of specific topics that they want. People are always welcome to call the office and say, hey, you know, have we thought about this? Or, you know, maybe we need to look at rootworms, which we've done that in the past, and just kind of a different focus on things.
Sure. All right. Well, this looks like a pretty much a day-long meeting coming up on the 18th, so you've got a lot of time to sneak a lot of different topics in. Let's talk a little bit about some of what you got. You're going to start in the morning. You're going to open it up, be the kind of master of ceremonies, I guess, and get things started.
Yeah, I guess I'm kind of the MC, you know, and I want to put a shout-out to a couple of local sponsors that have been very helpful in doing that, and that's the Iowa Corn Growers Association as well as the Iowa Soybean Association. They're helping sponsor the Crop Advantage in Atlanta this year, and we appreciate their local support. But yeah, we'll start off at about 9, so guys can kind of get going in the morning, and if they've got a few chores, they can kind of get those done and everything. So we'll start off at 9, and our local ag engineer, Tony Mensing, is going to come over and talk about grain bags. I see a lot of grain bags around. I've been getting a lot of questions. That's more kind of Tony's area. You know, and as that basis changes, you know, on the economic side, is that something growers should look at? Every operation needs to make that decision for themselves, but nothing's getting cheaper. So if you priced grain bins lately, maybe bags are an option for you. And so Tony's going to kind of kick off the early morning session and talk a little bit about that.
Okay, just give folks an opportunity to learn more about some of the different options out
yes,
there.
Yes, exactly, Jim.
Okay, well, and I see windbreaks. I've talked a lot and had a lot of discussions with folks about windbreaks. Not just on the farm, in their homesteads and stuff, too, and that's a topic you're going to cover.
Yeah, that's just something a little bit maybe that doesn't apply to everything agriculture. It's kind of bridges the gap, but, you know, we've lost so many ash trees, specifically here in the Cass County in the last, you know, year or so, year and a half, we've really taken a hit. And so I think that's something that, you know, kind of applies to everyone. Maybe that's the acreage owner or someone that, you know, just has questions. But windbreaks are one of those things. Dr. Billy Beck is going to come. And I've had Billy down here before, and he's done some things also that is not directly related to this topic, but he's versed in stream bank erosion and stream bank mitigation. And so he's had some tactics that he's used to help that. And I see a lot of that as I drive around Southwest Iowa. Obviously, we're in an extremely dry situation right now. But when we do get that, you know, motherlode rain someday when it comes, stream bank erosion is becoming more and more of an issue for us, especially here in Southwest Iowa.
Yeah, I have had several opportunities to visit with Billy, too, about some of the windbreak issues and things. He's very entertaining.
So. Yes, yeah, he's a great dynamic speaker. I really always appreciate having him come.
Yeah, you won't get drowsy or doze off during that session. Trust me, it'll be entertaining. Little break, and then finish off the morning with Ashley Dean.
Yeah, so Ashley's going to come and talk a little bit about galmage. She is an entomology expert with Iowa State, and we've had Ashley down here before. Galmage are not going away. We had them real bad in 2019. I got a few more calls this fall about soybean gallmage. So they're very active. I think that's something producers, as they're kind of going through their yield maps this year, maybe they're starting to question, says, why was that first pass so poor on soybeans? And we probably need to go back and address the situation. Do we have soybean gallmage? They're not going away. Their challenge with these is that there's really no management tactic that we can use to control them. So I think identification is important. We partner with the University of Nebraska. Justin McMeckham is an entomologist in Nebraska, and he has a national grant to look at that. And so I've seen his plots, and there's just some new information I think growers are going to want to be aware of related to soybean gallmage.
Okay. So if you're interested in yield, and you should be,
yes,
an important topic there too. After lunch, going to have an opportunity to sit down and visit a little bit more during the afternoon with some different presenters. One that caught my eye was Justin Glisson, the state climatologist. We like to talk about the weather, but we've had a lot to talk about lately.
Yes, we have a lot. And Justin is, he's kind of one of those folks that we rely on a weekly basis as the field agronomist. We have a weekly teleconference in season starting in May. And I always appreciate Justin's expertise in terms of the weather. He is a little one step further than your local TV weather person, and he's a true meteorologist, and he can talk a lot about trends. I always question him about the old wives' tales. We've had a lot of fog here lately, and so if somebody wants to bring that question, I would welcome that, to ask him. Says, okay, so is there any relevance to the fog days and rain in the spring? So we'll see. I have my own biases own opinions on that, but we'll keep them here, Jim. But he does a great job. He just does it. It's more than just an update with Justin in terms of about the weather.
Yeah, he's not just going to show you maps, charts, and graphs. He's also going to explain what they mean.
Yeah, and he'll engage, in terms of all the questions that people have about weather and long-term trends and kind of where we're going. So I always appreciate having Justin on the schedule.
And he's talking about the weather, so he'll be half right.
Yeah, he'll be half right all the time. Yeah, exactly.
Don't tell him we said that. Very good. Well, he's not the only one in the afternoon session. That one stuck out to me, but you've got some other good sessions coming up as well.
Yeah, so just a shout-out to everybody. We have a new fertility specialist at Iowa State University, Dr. Richard Roth, and he is primarily focused on nitrogen, and so he is more versed on just the topic that's on the agenda for the day. I mean, he's going to talk a little bit about cereal rye cycling. He has some other really interesting nitrogen topics related to soybeans, so he would welcome those questions, I know, as well from producers. So bring all your nitrogen questions that day. That's one of those crop inputs that we continue to have questions on. We're trying to refine that in terms of from a cost perspective and some of those things. And so we're really excited to have Dr. Richard Roth on the faculty and staff at Iowa State.
Very good. And then talking about 2024 crops.
Yeah. If you're concerned about markets, his joke, Dr. Doom, Dr. Chad Hart will be coming, and so we can blame him for the recent dip in prices, and you can tell him that I said that. And so Chad's going to knock off the top of the day for us and stuff, and so he's going to talk a little bit about that, and he'll kind of do an entertaining event. He always does, but he puts a nice spin on things where we're going, and talks a little bit about global demand. I think that's something that we kind of underestimate locally. We know what the markets are locally and kind of what's happening in Southwest Iowa, but we have to really look at the grain business as a global business and where we're exporting to and what our uses is.
Absolutely. Lots of good stuff there. And then you've also got an opportunity for the pesticide applicator.
Yeah. So for those folks that haven't attended a private pesticide recertification course, we can finish that up the day. So if they want to come and spend all day with us and then get that for the last 45 minutes, so they can do that day and kind of kill two birds with one stone if you want.
Okay. Very good. Crop Advantage series. I assume there's a deadline to register.
Yeah. So we'll take registrations at the door, but to get the early order discount by January 11th, it's best to do that electronically, which most people are pretty comfortable with that. You can just go to that website. It's aep.iastate.edu, and there should be a registration link there for the Atlantic site, and if you want to get in for that discount. But we would take registrations at the door. We just ask that you bring a personal check is easiest.
And what is the fee?
It's $75 pre-registration, and it'll be $100 for the last week. So
okay, very good. Yeah. And with that, there'll be some food. There'll be
Yep. We have the local downtowner, which does a fantastic job catering, and I know I always appreciate a good meal, and so that's part of the the day as well.
All right, very good. And there'll be plenty of information, and I'm sure some take-home materials and things for you as well that
correct.
Some of these different presenters will have for you to peruse later. Again, that's coming up on January 18th at the Cass County Community Building here in Atlantic. It is an all-day event, so get yourself registered. Again, that early registration deadline is January 11th. I hope to see another good crowd. Usually have pretty good crowds at these?
Yep, we always have a nice crowd and appreciate all the local support that we get here in Southwest Iowa.
Excellent. Aaron Soigling has been with us here this morning. ISU Extension Outreach, Extension Field Agronomist with us here today. We're talking a little bit about the Crop Advantage Series. Take advantage of that. They put together a pretty good program for you. Aaron, thanks for coming by.
Thanks. Appreciate it, Jim.